slightly different musical background compared to last time I was stood next to Sue Black, and you were alive and invigorated.
Foo Fighters!
We were watching the Foo Fighters in Austin, Texas,
as you do.
And now there is...
Oh, it's brought me back to life, just thinking about it.
You're exhausted, though. You must be exhausted.
Yeah, I'm absolutely knackered.
We're at Bletchley Park, and all I've seen is me walking around trying to just catch your eye for a conversation, but you've been constantly accosted. Too harsh a word?
No, I don't think so. there might be a better one, but
everybody
I can't
wants
think
to
of
say
one.
Hello. They want to say hello. Yeah, they want to say thank
wonderful.
You. They want to say what a glorious day.
It's been absolutely wonderful. So many people having a great time at Bletchley Park.
And raising money.
Raising loads of money. Raising over £10,000. It's just like my dream come true.
And it's like a carnival atmosphere, and the rains have gone. Everybody, when the rains were coming down, was inside. I've never seen so many familiar faces that I would not normally get to see in such a strange place, because Bletchley Park feels like a geek social second home for me, because I'm here every month. But
yeah,
to see these people here, it's wonderful.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's just so many people on Twitter here. Yay for people on Twitter. Because, I don't know, there's, I should think, at least 100 people that I know from Twitter here. And it's been amazing, because loads of them I've met for the first time today. So I've known them online for 6 months, a year, 2 years, some maybe nearly up to 3 years. And then to meet people in person for the first time when you've known them online for such a long time is just... Absolute joy. Wonderful.
What's been your role in today?
I didn't have anything to do with it.
you look like the ambassador for something.
No, I'm just joking. Google organised the event. I was part of a team at Google feeding in ideas and having meetings every week. And I don't know what I've done. I think my main job was to get some people up here who would like it. So I think I achieved that.
Definitely, and it was quite interesting because there was an auction going on, and you can tell the very, very experienced auctioneer knew exactly who had the money in the audience.
No, really? I was at the back, so I couldn't see that. But yeah, there were people here with money.
There was some intimidation going on. Google kind of taking a back seat in a way. They're not in your face. I didn't see any Google logos or anything anywhere.
Well, I think Google just love Bletchley Park, and they want it to be about Bletchley Park and not about Google, and I think they've achieved that. That's how it seems to me.
Definitely, there's already been a couple of really big success stories, and it's great to hear loads of good news today. And I said to you over the din in there, this is like a kind of success story still in the making, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's kind of, you remember like when we came up here, what was it, more than two and a half years ago, to try and get Bletchley Park interested in using social media, and you were the guy who set Bletchley Park up on Twitter. And that was 2.5 years ago, and I think there's been a big journey for lots of people.
It's amazing what they've done with the skeleton crew as well, if you think Kelsey, initially doing
absolutely.
All the tweeting herself, and now they've actually got some staff, a few people.
What, is someone else going to tweet? Yeah. Oh my God!
So, really interesting. It's kind of 2 million short of some really, really big changes, and I think that sounds quite achievable if everybody keeps the momentum going.
Yeah, I mean, for C Block, they need 2 million to refurbish it. And I think Simon Greenish, the director, was saying today they need 15 to 20 million to sort the whole place out. So, big figures and big amount of money, but there's big love for Bletchley Park in the UK, I think, and across the world.
Definitely. It's been baby steps with every tweet counting and really making a difference to get to the stage that they are at now. And there's a lot of smiling people where before there was some seriously panicking people. There's been some things that need to be kind of rectified as well. There's some property that used to belong to Bletchley Park that really, really, in my opinion, should be given back, which was lost during desperate times. Some of the blocks, which really shouldn't be turned into housing. That would be...
No, that would be bad. But I mean, there's a housing estate built on part of the land already, so you can't do anything about that at all.
That's unsavable.
But I suppose that the money they got from that meant that we've still got what we have today. So, you know... Swings and roundabouts.
Swings and roundabouts for sure. Speaking of swings and roundabouts, how are you getting home?
You'll give me a lift, aren't you? Have you got the motorbike?
Not
me
today.
And the four kids.
Oh, no. Oh, thankfully, I'm in a very small car.
Oh, shit.
Thank you so much, Sue, for lots of things. Speak to you again soon.
Thank you.
You're awake now.
For lots of things.
But Bletchley Park.
Darling.
Thank you so much.